It's Friday, August 6, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Americans hate their broadband and why we care. IT operations maturity opportunities for everyone. And the lack of belonging in tech organizations. This is the Business of Tech. A survey from Consumer Reports out this week provides fresh insight into how Americans feel about their internet access, just as Congress hashes out its infrastructure package. The survey reveals that about 50% of Americans with broadband in their homes are dissatisfied with the price they pay, and shows that 75% of Americans support municipal or community broadband, quote, because it would ensure that broadband access is treated like other vital infrastructure, such as highways, bridges, water systems, and electrical grids, allowing all Americans to have equal access to it, end quote. According to the survey, 32% of Americans without broadband internet service say it's because it costs too much, while a quarter say it's because broadband is not available where they live. A larger percentage of Black and Hispanic Americans than white Americans say it's somewhat or very difficult to afford their monthly internet costs. In a separate survey, 40.2% of consumers said they would consider immediately switching to municipal broadband if it was made available in their city. 10.9% of consumers said they would definitely make the switch. 23.9% said they would at least try it out. The Wall Street Journal covers the impact to carriers. The infrastructure bill could be good for them. The bill includes a threshold of 100 megabits per second down and 20 up for new grants, which means coax and fiber can benefit from the funding. Many analysts believe there will not be significant market changes due to the bill. Two interesting studies cited in that article. The first, published by the Aspen Economic Strategy Group, found that universal high-speed internet service would raise labor productivity by 1.1%. Using results of a survey they designed and administered beginning in May 2020, the authors estimate that about 47.4% of full paid workdays were at home during the pandemic, up from 4.8% before the pandemic. The second study, by George Zuo, who recently received his doctorate in economics from the University of Maryland, finds that cheaper access to the internet in low-income neighborhoods makes people more likely to be employed. Showing the importance of broadband, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has new data on usage. 21.15 million in fixed broadband connections last year across those countries, with fiber now 30%, up from 12% a decade ago. That's eating into DSL's share, with cable being 34% the majority. Subscriptions were up 14% last year from 2019. Now, why do we care? It's tempting to consider broadband ubiquitous or something IT services companies can't address. Clearly not the case. There appears to be serious opportunity in municipal internet, both in deploying it and simply supporting it. It's also good for economies, particularly in those employment numbers, which savvy IT providers would recognize as more users to support. IT providers should want this investment. Think you can't do anything? Call your representative. You can. It's good for your business. Kaseya looked at IT operations maturity. Let's quote Channel Futures. Despite the increased focus on IT and their growing budgets, the maturity of these organizations varies significantly from one to the next. Breaking them down into five categories of maturity, we found one-third of them to be in the proactive category, where the focus is on streamlining operations and automation. Meanwhile, a shocking 47% of IT departments remain in the lowest two maturity categories, reactive or efficient. That leaves only 20% of IT organizations in the top two categories, strategic at 14% and aligned at 6%. This represents a huge opportunity for MSPs to partner with a vast majority of IT groups that are still struggling to reach a level of maturity where they're leading the charge in improving business operations via IT services, instead of just trying to catch up and keep their head above water. Why do we care? Shouldn't think this so surprising, particularly if you're comparing against the cybersecurity landscape too. Here's the flaw in the logic for me. Saying it's a huge opportunity for MSPs to partner assumes all MSPs can deliver those services. There are some that certainly can. Those that can't need to be looking at their own service offerings. When I put my ear to the ground and listen for chatter around improving business operations via IT services, that isn't the majority of what I hear. Now, for those that can, they will pull further ahead and fast. Take a good hard look at where you spend your time. Globally, only 24% of women and ethnic minorities in tech roles feel like they have a sense of belonging in organizations, despite 75% of leadership executives believing the opposite, according to Capgemini. Research by the consultancy firm found that 90% of organizations worldwide are having trouble implementing inclusion practices and designing services within technology teams, despite an increased need for technology development as a result of the pandemic. Why do we care? I'm highlighting this data to not lose the thread. Thinking strategically, link this to broadband. Rollout of broadband expands the reach to new customers and new related markets, and as stated, some of that is Black and Hispanic communities. Address this problem while preparing to deliver services into those communities by preparing your organization to look more like them. I'm not saying it's easy, but if it was easy, everyone would do it, and the margins would be smaller. Hard is profitable. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening. Everyone enjoy the weekend. Talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.